brought to you by Penguin.
The Bright Sword by Lev Grossman. Read by Nicholas Guy Smith and Lev Grossman.
For my family, Sophie, Ross, Hallie, and Baz. Annowith bid better Arthur. A hidden thing is the grave of Arthur. The stanzas of the graves. From the Black Book of Carmarthen. Book 1. A War of Wonders. Strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. 1. Azure, Three Scepters, a Chevron Oar. Colum punched the other knight in the face with the pommel of his sword gripped in his gauntleted fist, so hard the dark inlaid metal dimpled under his knuckles. But his opponent showed absolutely no sign of falling over or surrendering to him. He swore under his breath and followed it up with a kick to the ankle, but missed and almost fell down. And the other knight spun gracefully and clouted him smartly in the head, so his ears rang. He would have given £1,000 to be able to wipe the sweat out of his eyes. Not that he had £1,000. He had exactly 3 shillings and 2 silver pennies to his name. The two men backed off and circled each other, big swords held up at stiff angles, shifting from guard to guard, heavy shards of bright sunlight glancing and glaring off the blades. They dropped their shields after the tilt to have both hands free. No mistakes now, Colum thought. Circles, not lines, Marshal Aucassin whispered in his mind. Watch the body. Not the blade. He threw a diagonal cut that glanced harmlessly off the other knight's shoulder. The inside of his helmet was a furnace, sharp smells of hay and sweat and raw leather. He'd come here to test himself against the flower of British chivalry, the greatest knights in the world, and by God, he was getting what he came for. He was getting the stuffing beaten out of him. They stepped lightly, testing, offering, up on the balls of their feet. Every tiny movement made their armour squeak and clank and jingle in the quiet of the meadow. Even the tips of their swords made tiny whips in the stifling air. Why? Why had he thought this was a good idea? Why hadn't he stayed back on Mull? Heatstroke prickled at the back of Colum's neck. They weren't fighting to the death, but if he lost, he'd lose his horse and his armour, which he hadn't gone through all the trouble of stealing it from Lord Alastair just so he could hand it over to some nameless knight who probably had 6 spares waiting for him back at his cozy castle. And without his horse and armour, Colum was nobody and nothing. An orphan and a bastard, poor as a church mouse, and very far from home. And he could never go back. He'd made damn sure of that, hadn't he? He didn't even know who he was fighting. He'd stumbled on this man purely by chance, or possibly by God's will. Thanks a bunch, as always, sitting under a crooked ash in a meadow, head in his hands, as if the weight of the sunlight itself were too much for him. He'd looked up and shouted a challenge at Colum, and who did that anymore? It was like something out of the stories. Whoever this was, he was a knight of the old school. His armour was old-fashioned too, the breastplate black steel damascened with a pattern of fine silver wools and a rose at the centre. A rich man's armour, a nobleman's. His helmet had a pointy snout like a beak and, like
Sample complete. Ready to continue?